Tonight we have blessed the manger scene and we heard the Christmas proclamation sung before Mass, and now we are liturgically, sacramentally in Bethlehem. Remember that sacramental reality is not less real than sensible reality, and our sacred liturgical worship makes present to us the mysteries that they celebrate. And so, gathered here in this sacred space, near the altar, for midnight Mass, we are in Bethlehem, and our Savior has been born for us. Bethlehem was foretold in Scripture as being the expected location of the revelation of the Messiah, the new Davidic priest king. It was also near to a sheepfold, where the sacrificial paschal lambs for the temple sacrifice were raised. And it was to these shepherds of the priestly caste, taking care of these sacrificial lambs, that the angel came. The wood of the crib foretold the wood of the cross. The cave with its manger foreshadowed the tomb of the Lord's brief burial. The shepherds of the priestly caste, who first adored the Lord, were a prediction of the congregants at the first Mass, shall we say, at Calvary, which we renew in our altar tonight. The very name of the town in Hebrew, Bethlehem, means house of bread, foreshadowing the ritual meal and the Mass that would follow thereafter, making the bread of life present. Bethlehem is the city of David, and David was chosen when he was called back from tending sheep right in that same area. He becomes the shepherd of Israel in the very place when the greatest of all shepherds, the good shepherd, would come to light in fulfillment of all of these foreshadowings and prophecies. Fulton Sheen remarks famously that Christ was the only person in history whose birth was foretold. The others who adored the infant Messiah with the shepherds and with Mary and Joseph were the holy angels. They are here with us tonight. We are thronged about by angels. The entire unseen cosmos is with us right now, here gathered with us near this altar. They sang about peace on earth to men of good will, that is, with whom God is pleased, that bone voluntatis in Latin and in Greek can be, well, technically we can talk about an objective genitive or a subjective genitive, how that works. You can be a person of goodwill, and that might mean your own will, but you can be a person of goodwill, and that means someone else's goodwill. Well, in this case, it certainly, I think, means that they had God's goodwill. Benedict XVI, in his lovely little book on the infancy narratives, thinks that what the angels sang certainly meant peace among men with whom God is pleased. No matter what the trials and challenges of this life, nothing compares to the goodwill of God and being in the state of grace. Being conformed and oriented to the Father is the root and the surety of true joy, which is a gift of the Holy Spirit. This orientation to the Lord that brings joy is important for us to accept and to foster in these darkening days. When the shepherds got the message, they didn't just stroll off to see what was going on. They went in haste. They ran. Well, when an angel shows up and tells you to do something, you do it, and you do it fast. When the angel left the Virgin Mary, the Annunciation, she didn't dawdle. She went immediately. She went swiftly to Elizabeth. Why did they act so swiftly? Well, they wanted to do God's will. They were oriented towards God's will. They were oriented to Him. They wanted to strive to fulfill God's will and have the joy of doing so. And we should all take their example to heart and do all that is spiritually good for ourselves, including works of mercy with joyful haste. Christmas will now continue with its holy octave. This is a time in which we can immerse ourselves in the mystery of the Incarnation. And we can do that by gazing at the created face of the Creator, the Eternal Word, who, as St. Augustine said, was made a speechless child. The Eternal Word became a speechless child. We human beings tend to want what we look at. Look at Christ. Gaze at him. Desire him, both in the wood of the crib, but also in the wood of the cross. He is the one and same Christ in the wood of the manger and on the wood of the cross. They are inseparable from each other. Birth and sacrifice, these things go together in the Lord. Born our joy, he was born to die and born to rise. So tonight we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Christ the Anointed One, the Messiah, the King of Kings, the perfect visible image of the invisible God, who came into the light of this world to begin the work of saving us from our sins and revealing us more fully to ourselves. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.